Tommy McNeil. The tentative new U.S. trade deal with Mexico is a win for both countries. That's according to U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer. He says it's creating more jobs for workers and farmers alike. Final details have yet to be worked out in the trade deal announced Monday, and Canada could join it in a broad revision of the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement. But some of the specific terms in the U.S.-Mexican agreement are aimed at boosting the manufacture of cars in the two countries to curb the import of vehicles from Asia, especially from China. The Russian Foreign Ministry is claiming that the new U.S. sanctions on Russia further complicate opportunities for dialogue between the two countries on a host of outstanding issues. Alexander Prasviryakov is a chief investment officer with Russia's Whitestone Capital.
If we see that the sanctions will lead to a lower ruble, a higher dollar, this will help us because we are exporting a lot of products in which are quoted in dollars. So for every barrel of oil sold, we will get more rubles. This will make our economy more stable. We'll have more money to spend on social needs. So this is good for the Russian exporters.
The U.S. administration imposed on Russia new sanctions over the alleged poison attack on ex-Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in the British city of Salisbury in March. A group of current and former U.S. officials from across the political spectrum is set to take part in Saturday's memorial service for U.S. Senator John McCain, one of the last in a string of services honoring the longtime lawmaker who died Saturday at the age of 81. The service at the National Cathedral in Washington will feature eulogies by former Presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, and former Senator Joseph Lieberman will also speak. This is VOA News. Japan says North Korea continues to pose a serious and imminent threat to its national security, despite the regime's recent flurry of diplomatic overtures to the outside world. The assessment was the conclusion of Japan's annual defense policy paper published Tuesday. The military noted that North Korea has conducted 3 nuclear tests and test-fired more than 40 ballistic missiles since 2016, some of which passed over Japan. The report acknowledges Pyongyang's newfound embrace of diplomacy with rival South Korea and the United States, culminating in the historic summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore on June 12th. UN investigators Monday condemned the actions of the military commander-in-chief of Myanmar, also known as Burma, along with 5 generals for overseeing the mass murder and rape of Muslim Rohingya last year with genocidal intent and called for their prosecution. Christopher Sidoti is one of those investigators.
In Myanmar, there is a very clear chain of command, and there is no doubt in our minds whatsoever that what we saw happen in Rakhine as a whole would not have happened without it firstly being within the knowledge of the senior military leadership and secondly under their effective control.
They also took aim at de facto civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi for failing to use her moral authority to protect civilians. Nicholas Farrelly is a regional analyst at the Australian National University.
The United Nations has now left us in no doubt that the events of 2017 in Myanmar are going to force all of us into considering exactly what needs to be done to hold those to account who have allegedly committed these heinous crimes, and then perhaps to put Myanmar back on a path towards much greater inclusion of those who have been persecuted and excluded with such violence.
The investigators called on the Security Council to impose an arms embargo. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta was welcomed to the White House by President Donald Trump Monday.
We have tremendous relationship with Kenya. We have terrorism, a lot of trade, getting bigger and bigger all the time. We're working on a major infrastructure project.
Both countries announced plans to build a superhighway linking Nairobi with the port city of Mombasa. Mr. Kenyatta is the second African leader to visit the White House after Nigeria's Muhammadu Buhari met Mr. Trump in April. The World Health Organization reports the next 7 to 10 days are critical in controlling the spread of the Ebola virus in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.